And I say that from experience as a GBC, now I won't mention places, where I used to be the GBC. The reason I got out, because I couldn't solve the situation with the deity worship. Sometimes, we see the condition of deities in Mayapur, Vrindavan, India, after 500 years or thousands of years, and very often, more often than not, they're not really up to par. In some cases, it didn't take ISKCON more than 50 years to get wherever they got to in hundreds of years. So for me, that's a crisis. Well, it's a major issue in my Krishna consciousness to see that deities are neglected, not properly worshipped according to Srila Prabhupada's standard, which is not Prabhupada's standard, it's Krishna's standard. It's the way God is meant to be worshipped. And it's worrying, because we're the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and if we can't take care of Krishna properly, then where's the Krishna consciousness? And I won't get further into that route, but it is a concern, and it's very very important that devotees really have a real dedication to sticking to the care of deities. A few days ago, I went across the river to Mamgachi, to Madan Gopal's mandir, Vasudev Dada's deities, and Murari Krishna's deities, and some other deities, or Krishna Murari, Murari Krishna or Krishna Murari. Anyway, Murari Chaitanya's guru. And there's a pujari there, or sadhu, his name is Jagat Bandhu, he's now 91 years old. And he's been there since 8 years of age. And he was a one-man show. Right now, he's got either a broken leg or a dislocated hip. I couldn't quite understand what. So someone else has come there, a family member from Orissa, who's actually doing the worship. Very nice man. But they had cows, so he would, I went there a long, long time ago, but he was explaining to me when he came there when he was 8 years old. He started doing the worship when he was 11 or 12. So, has anyone been to Mamgachi? Yeah, you've been to Parkham. So from there to Suryagat is about 2 miles. So every morning, before Mangal Arati, he would go all the way out there to the Ganga to get water to bathe the deities and bring it back every single day, milk the cows, dress the deities, cook for the deities, do all the artis, do all the offerings, whatever else is there. Of course, things are not really up to par, but considering what one person can do, and that's just like nonstop. And sometimes when our devotees, for instance, in my head pujari, New Rajadam, complains that they only have 25 full-time pujaris to take care of the deities. There's some people where there's just like one person, and there's many places where like one or two people worshipping more deities. And there are 1, 2, 3 Radha Krishna deities and a couple of Mahaprabhus and Shilas and... But and right now he's there, and this is the typical layout, it's a small temple, and there's the deity room and the door that opens, and there's not even an Atmandir there, there's just like a corridor, and you're outside, underneath this banyan tree over there where Lord Chaitanya used to take rest. And he's just laying in front of the deity room. There's the deities, and he's just outside in front, and he's on a mattress with a mosquito net. In other words, even in that condition, he won't go. He won't go to the hospital. He won't go somewhere else. He's just laying there chanting Hare Krishna, and he'll leave his body right in front of the deities. So for me, that type of devotion, Prabhupada also criticized his disciples. He says, you're all so restless. You can never stick at doing one service. So even we see, although there may be pujaris of different ilk, and you know, my poor area, there are a little more peaceful. You go to Vrindavan, you know, they're like after you for money. But they're there, and they don't go. They just stick with that service. So that type of dedication, devotion, this is my Prabhudatta Desh, this is my service, and I'm here for life. These are my Ishtadeva. So Ishtadeva Smruti. These are my Ishtadevas, and I have the most fortunate position, which Srila Prabhupada said, which is that what people are doing in the spiritual world, I'm already doing here. They're not distributing books in the spiritual world. There's no one to distribute books to. They're doing Harinam and in different forms, and they're doing all types of festivals. But this direct service to Krishna, whether it's done by the gopis or Mother Yashoda or the cowherd boys, it's something that devotees can be engaged in. The real challenge is to keep the right consciousness. That's the main problem. The mind wanders off to so many other things. I could be doing that, I should be doing this. I've got my other obligations, I've got my family, or I want to take sannyas and travel and preach. But on different occasions, how Srila Prabhupada said, it's the most fortunate service. And that it's done to quality, to standard. For me, my main concern now in Krishna consciousness is to ensure that Radha Shyamasundara and Gaur Nitai in Hungary, that their worship is maintained in perpetuity. As long as I'm here, there's a certain standard. I'm really concerned that when I go, that the standard also doesn't go. Because although I really tried my best, and that was my personal experience, managers, presidents, etc., who don't do deity worship, they don't quite get it. They just don't. And for instance, Gopal Krishna Maharaj is, you know, a real example. Wherever he is, he's there on the altar for Mangal Arti, doing Arti, and he's got his own deities. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. It's unless you've had experience, you do deity worship. It's a different thing standing in the temple room and being in the deity room and being on the altar. It's different being close to the deities, it's different dressing the deities, it's different being in the kitchen and cooking an offering. And you can't fully value the importance of that, at least my experience is, unless you do it. I see the difference in some of my godbrothers, like Indradumna Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, who've also all worshipped deities ever since. And when they walk in a room and there's an altar there, they'll immediately notice them. I hope I'm not getting offensive. But other devotees who aren't so tuned in, they may walk in and they may or may not even notice that the deities are there, because it's just not their, they're not tuned to it so much that this is also how Krishna appears, which is not necessarily to demean their Krishna consciousness in any way, but it's like book distribution. If you never distributed it, you don't know what it's like. And if you really want to know what it's like, you have to go out to do it, because it's, you know, and it's like that with everything. unless you can't be a cook unless you know how to eat, and unless you really learned cooking in the proper way, mixing vegetables together and throwing in some spices in the wrong combination doesn't account for cooking. One thing is stirring food, and it's something else to cook. So you need to, these things really need to be, they can be acquired, and certainly, and Srila Prabhupada had his deities. Prabhupada worshipped his own deities. He worshipped since he was a little boy. His father was there. He worshipped the local Muliks Radha Govinda deities. And it was very interesting. Did I read it? I either read it or heard it, where Prabhupada said actually his father's deities, he said we worshipped Radha Damodar. We're worshippers of Radha Damodar.
Which one the leadership? Huh? Which one the leadership called?
Someone. And so it's really in order to be balanced, and Prabhupada, that was Prabhupada's idea, that devotees should know everything. We may be always specialized in one particular service, and ultimately everyone is. So all the pujaris may just do deity worship, but it's good for them to get out of the deity room and go on Harinam and do book distribution and be involved in other things, because otherwise they don't get it. They don't know what else is going on. So Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be all-rounders. I was talking about maintaining the sanctity of deity worship for future generations, because the health of our movement is going to depend on it. Quoting Hari Bhakti Vilas in the glorifying Janmashtami, then Sanatana Goswami gives huge, it's like 100 pages long or even more, how to observe Janmashtami. But there are different quotes where it's stated that country in which Janmashtami is properly worshipped never has economic problems, will never be invaded by war, there will never be any type of plague or disease, and the opposite. In other words, our ability to actually bring auspiciousness to the world, what to speak of to maintain auspiciousness in the Krishna consciousness movement, really is going to depend on how we maintain the standard of deity worship. If the deities get neglected, you know what happened over here in Simantadweep, Jagannath was neglected, ultimately the whole village perished. And there's other examples. Alarnath, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go, either when Jagannath was removed from the altar and wasn't giving darshan, or when sometimes he would be upset with the devotees. So there's a very similar situation happened there, that the local Brahmins sort of neglected. And then I think there came a tsunami, and just everybody disappeared. They went out with the tide. So with the Krishna consciousness movement, here's Krishna. He's not a representative, which I think sometimes that idea is that the deities represent Krishna. That's not the case. The deities are Krishna. They're as much Krishna as Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan, or Krishna is when he was here 5,000 years ago. Our perception of them is a little different. And Jiva Goswami talks about this. He raises this point about how is it possible that demons got to see Krishna when he was here 5,000 years ago, or even non-devotees. Did everyone really see Krishna? And he said, no. He said, they didn't see Krishna. They just saw a reflection of Krishna. They saw an abhas, a shadow of Krishna. But they didn't see actually Krishna directly. Brijbasis, the Pandavas, devotees, Vidura, they saw Krishna. And everyone else actually didn't directly see Krishna, neither did they have the same type of exchange, neither could they have the same type of bhava or mood of exchange with Krishna. So I'm just raising that because in one sense our material conditioning unfortunately imposes certain limitations on how we view the deities. But for us to be the Krishna consciousness movement, we would need to be Krishna conscious, and being Krishna conscious means being aware that here is God and we're meant to sacrifice everything in order to take care of him and protect him. So I have that concern in Hungary. I'm trying my best to just sort of ensure that at least financially there's maintenance for the deities in perpetuity, as was the case with many, many temples. As long as the pujaris don't take off with the wealth, then it's there. There was another sadhu that I knew in Puri. His name was Haridas Singh, and he was the last in line of Shivananda Singh because he's a brahmachari. And this is in Orissa, and they had a temple over there, and the name of the deity is a self-manifesting deity to Shivananda Singh. Like my memory. And I went to visit the temple, a very ancient temple, and there's a lot of tradition involved around it. And he was a very learned person, devotee, and he had put, as someone who would actually succeed him, a retired judge, Vaishnava, of course. And a retired judge means he was a very high-class person, a very nice person, but it was just obvious that he was in a different category. So I asked him, I said, what's going to happen when you leave? What's going to happen to the deities? He says, well, they'll take over. I said, do you really think they're going to do what you're doing? He said, no, but what can I do? They're all I got. So it's Kali Yuga, which means that the tendency is that things are really going down, and somehow or another, our movement really needs to ensure that our deity worship doesn't go down. Otherwise, as I was referring to Hari Bhakti Vilas, our movement will go down. It's the same thing. We don't take care of brown cows, brahmanas, children, women, sick people, and the deities. So this is the basis of Dharma. Unless they're properly taken care of, you get inauspiciousness. And what to speak of, what's our preaching? Who are we preaching? What are we preaching about? Can't just be talking about Krishna, and then here's Krishna, and he's being neglected. So it's a concern. I guess I have that concern just because it's been my life, and it'll probably be so. I'm sometimes very concerned about the number of deities that get accumulated both on altars and at homes. Who's going to take care of them? They're also Krishna. Just because I'm worshipping it at home doesn't mean it's any less Krishna. And I ask that with devotees. I mean, you've probably heard that scenario. I mean, I get these letters probably monthly. Oh, this very special thing happened to me. This devotee came to me and he left Jagannath. Gornitai was not really a problem, but even then, this deity or that deity or this Shila, and it's Krishna's arrangement, and I've always wanted, and my first question, why did he leave it to you? Why didn't he continue worshipping it? And maybe 5 years down the road, that's what you're going to be doing to somebody else who thinks it's some Krishna special arrangement to pass on the deities because you can't. And so this movement is like, you know, We got this flood of deities and shilas everywhere, mm-hmm. which is fine, but who's going to continue taking care of them? And you may be doing a great job, but who are you going to give it to? And how can you assure that that's really going to happen? So it's Kali Yuga, Harinam Evalam. This is the age for Harinam. Deity worship was the previous age where people were more dharmic, where there was more wealth, where there was more Brahminical culture. We need to do it. But since it isn't going to come naturally like it did thousands of years ago, we really need to make an extraordinary effort to make it work. So my concern is that effort, how to actually make that effort and ensure that deities are properly cared for in the future. I mean, here you have great worship. I went to Jagannath the other day. He looked very happy. Things were clean. He looked very nicely dressed. And unfortunately, it's not necessarily like that all over the world. And even if it is like that, but the history of deity worship speaks for itself in our sampradaya of how deities become neglected.